Hi, I'm João Moreno, a developer on the Visual Studio Online Monaco team, and I'm here to give you a quick introduction on how to get your code on a development website in order to do some editing online. I currently host my Tasty Stuff blog in Azure, where I keep track of food I find delicious. I use Team Foundation service to control my sources and track any work items related to this project. I can see there's a work item for creating an about page for the blog. Let's see how far we can get without leaving the browser. First off, let's create a website in Azure. This will be used for developing and running a staging environment. I need to enable Edit in Visual Studio Online. Once that is done, I can enter the workbench. I should use my regular deployment credentials to access it. You can reset them from the website's dashboard. The website is, of course, empty. I still need to get my code in it. I could start from scratch or provide a Git URL to clone from, but I can also connect the workbench to my Visual Studio Online account and clone the Git repository from there. My blog runs on Node.js, so I should first install any dependencies using npm. Once that's done, I can press run, click on the link, and see my website running. I'm using Hexo, which is a static blog generator, and since I have installed it through npm, I can use its command line tool to create the about page. Let's add some content to it. Finally, I generate my blog, and I can open the new about page. This looks good. I now want to get this over to my production website. I can review the changes from within the workbench. I can quickly commit while linking the commit to the work item. I will add my production website's Git endpoint as a remote to my repository so I can push over the changes. That's a wrap. I hope you found this useful and I suggest getting your hands dirty. This was only the tip of the iceberg. There are many cool features for you to find out. Thanks.